up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So I wanted to start out tonight to talk about a situation that apparently developed last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and has kind of been festering since then. And it's just all around completely unnecessary, everything that has happened. And it kind of, I want to tie it into an overall discussion about resolving disputes and what is or is not, in my opinion, and yours certainly are welcome, what is and what is not an appropriate way or the right way to go about resolving disputes in different situations. So I want to give you the background briefly here on what it is we're going to discuss, the specific incident. It has to do with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which takes place during the summer. We broadcast live from that Pork Fest every single year. Wayne, have you been to a Pork Fest? You have,
yeah. Yes, I don't stay the whole time because I'm always running around busy, but I usually try to get there at least one day.
It's a lot of fun. You get to hang out in the woods with a bunch of liberty-minded people and enjoy their company and do woodsy things. There's hikes and there's some gun shoots and whatever else. They've got different games for the kids.
There's a playground there for the kids and a water park.
Yeah, so all kinds of opportunities to engage in socializing with other people of the liberty mindset, and there's the occasional speaker, etc. So you can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event, because there's one coming up this year, and we're going to be there, and it's looking like it's going to be an entire week, which should be a lot of fun, because normally people stay there for the whole week anyway, so I think they've just expanded the official event to last the whole week. But this past year, there was a new aspect to the Porcupine Freedom Festival that was, I think, a welcome aspect, and that is that people were doing what you might call agorism. They were basically providing services and products to people without asking the government's permission to do so.
Well, what it would look like, besides the agorism aspect that they're choosing not to pay taxes on whatever it is they make, basically they had vendors, and it was really awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, they had food vendors and other types of vendors as well. One of the food vendors was a friend of the show, Mama Allie, and we've had her on this program a number of times over the last few years because she's, I think, an outstanding example of an underground business, a businesswoman, somebody who operates a business, in this case, the Last Biscuit, originally in Savannah, I believe now operating in Knoxville. That essentially is a 24-hour, or was, maybe it's not now, I don't know, but it has been in the past a 24-hour establishment where she's cooking up food basically in her kitchen, and delivery drivers are taking it to people that order them. And so she brought up her business to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She set up on a campsite and was cooking up hot biscuits and gravy and all kinds of other southern food all weekend long, and it was incredibly successful. That she had to keep going back to the store, the grocery store, bought out all of their flour. I mean, it was just an overall, it was her first time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it was, I would say, an overall unqualified success for her business-wise, and she also got to meet a lot of interesting people as well while she was there. But any time you engage in providing a product or service to the public, and in this case, Porkfest is hundreds of people. This is a large event. There were, I think, over 800 people at the last Porcupine Freedom Festival, at the very minimum, at least 800. And so there's a lot of potential customers there, and therefore, there's always the chance that something's going to go wrong. Someone is going to be dissatisfied with the service or the product that they receive. And then in that case, if you can, if the customer is not being unreasonable, you want to do whatever level of customer service you can to make sure that your reputation stays good within the community and hopefully, you know, satisfy that person if you possibly can, to bring him back for another day or another purchase in the future, or at least make it so they don't trash talk your business to their friends, because that can be, it's word of mouth that will make or break a business.
Yeah, it can be devastating.
Especially in the food service industry. You can advertise your restaurant all you want, but if your food sucks and your service sucks, you just the word's going to get around, and people are going
to
know.
Well, if what you got to think is, what's it like for a person who goes to a restaurant and gets bad service, and then how many times are they going to go to that restaurant after that? If you can salvage that situation, you try to do that, and you know that's the best you can do in a circumstance like that.
So there was a situation involving, and there are, I think, mistakes made on both sides of this conflict that we're going to talk about here, and I think that. I was hoping to get the other side of this this conflict on the phones tonight and last night as well, hoping to get one of those folks on to kind of get their side and to talk about it. But it just didn't work out. Last night their cat died. I guess it had to be put down. Got sick.
It's devastating. And, Senior, my cat just got put down.
Right. And then today I had the lady who was offended in this case. She had asked me if she could come on the show rather than her boyfriend or husband, maybe her husband. And I said, well, of course, yeah, so come on, let's get this set up. And then she changed her mind. She thought that I would be taking the side of Mama Allie in this, and she felt like it would not be a fair discussion. So I figured, well, I've already put Mama Allie off one day. I had already scheduled her to come on after the young lady had said that she would come on, and so I figured let's just have Mama Allie on here tonight to at least talk about her side of this and maybe where she or her crew went wrong, and perhaps encourage apologies, encourage restitution, encourage, a move toward solving this problem. Allie, are you with us?
I am, Ian. How are you?
Oh, good. It's good to have you here, of course. Now, you're in Knoxville now, right?
I am.
And can you correct me?
For now.
Is Knox Last Biscuit up and running, and is it 24 hours now, or is it a little
Knox
less?
Knox Last Biscuit is not up and running. I am working on some major projects right now. I just got the clearance to go ahead and put together a project to change an 8-story parking garage into a free market, which I'm super excited about.
Sounds
and
unusual.
And I'm working on.
But do you plan on bringing the Last Biscuit back at some point in the future?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I actually just got a message today that interested parties that I feel can handle it want to open Savannah Last Biscuit up again,
cool.
Even in my absence, which I think is fabulous, and I'm going to support them in every way I can. Yes, Knox Last Biscuit will be up as soon as I can grind out these other projects and then focus on it, because 24/7 takes a level of concentration that, it takes everything. So I want to be able to give it everything just like I did before.
So...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Mama, how do you get the word out about your business?
That's a little secret. If I told you, everybody would be doing it.
I know.
Marketing's the secret. Marketing's the key here.
Yeah, it's word of mouth and a lot of flyering, right?
Is the key. And, yeah, we flyer in the streets. You know, we're real personal. You know what I mean? We go to the streets ourselves. You know, we pass out flyers. We're real simple. You know what I mean? We support our local libraries. We print there. And, at 5 cents a copy, you can't get it cheaper than that anywhere else. We print black and white copies. We hand them out in person. You know what I mean? Any questions people have, you can answer them in the streets. You know, word of mouth has been fabulous to us. You know, we were open for a year and a half, but not even so much as a stomach ache. So that speaks for itself. There's a lot of ways. You know, being good to people is really the most important way, though. We were good to people, and they were good to us.
I've always heard you talk about that and how, obviously you can't succeed unless you're helping your customers, fill their bellies and feel good about the purchase that they're making, so they want to come back
right.
And recommend their friends and things like that. So you've always struck me as somebody who understands customer service, which is why I was surprised when I heard the allegations, and I wasn't there to see this happen, but when I heard the allegations that one of your crew members, who's actually your partner in this business, G, had yelled at a young lady who was apparently attempting to get a cup of coffee from your food service stand at Porkfest, and apparently there was a situation wherein you guys had never been to Porkfest before, and you didn't realize what was going to happen with the dogs that you owned at the time that essentially were not the most family friendly dogs. They are more like attack dogs or guard dogs.
Guard dogs, I think, is probably the proper term.
Yeah, and.
Mm-hmm. They are guard dogs. I'd like everybody to understand that was there. This was our first experience bringing them into a social setting, period. We had no idea they were going to react the way they did, and once we realized it, we were thousands of miles from home.
I'll tell you what, I know you can stick with us, right, for this discussion? Allie?
I hope if my phone don't die.
All right,
I
hope so too. Hang on, put you on hold. Bring it back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. There was an issue with the dogs that upset one of the potential customers, and the problem was it didn't get resolved at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's just festered since then. We'll dig in here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email. The EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. 259-9231. Go check out the website, shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see we've got dozens of ladies there who have sent in their pictures to verify that they're listeners of Free Talk Live. It's a very popular page. You can go check it out at shrine.freetalklive.com. And we've been talking to Mama Allie here on Free Talk Live about things that have gone on at the Porcupine Freedom Festival from last year. And if you're interested in the Porcupine Freedom Festival, well, this year it's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, it sure is. I just saw the newsletter came out about it. Porkfest.com, you can go to learn a little bit more. And there's actually a pretty detailed Facebook entry so for the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011, which is coming up. I believe it's the 20th through the 26th of June. Same place it was last year, beautiful Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire. And Mama Allie is with us to discuss an issue of dispute resolution, a situation developed last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that really should have been handled on the site at the time, or at least over that weekend. And as a result of it not being handled, it has festered into just this mess that has resulted in drama that was completely unnecessary. And it's just, it's really unfortunate, but it's a great example for people as to why it's good to nip these things, these problems, perceived issues with people or products or services or whatever in the bud, do it at the time rather than waiting down the line when people will, you know, maybe their memories will get foggier or perhaps they'll, you know, they'll just even forget about the entire thing. And Mama Allie is with us, and it just, and then of course you've also got the anger or whatever resentment that might be building in the different parties. Now, Mama Allie, you're back with us here. You're the operator of The Last Biscuit, which is a great underground food operation. You came up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, and you provided probably hundreds of people with delicious southern cooking. And unfortunately, there was at least one incident, one that I know of, where somebody was not so satisfied, and it had to do with some of your guard dogs that you brought up with you, not knowing what the event was quite going to be like. You had brought the dogs up, and they aren't the most friendly of dogs, unfortunately. And I guess there's a young lady who was walking her dog in the vicinity, and I guess the dogs got close enough to where they started going crazy, and they were in a cage. And you don't even remember any of this happening, right? Or you were, I guess, nearby, but busy at the booth,
right,
doing stuff. But
right. Yeah, you know, I'd like to take this opportunity right now to tell you guys, too, that, you know, I would like people to look at this. We have tried multiple times to settle this thing with the fixes. G has tried. He apologized. They're not having it. I have apologized. They're not having it. I just got informed last night, which is something I was not aware of, that on Sunday, the very last day of the event, when I was in Leah Patrick's hotel room getting a tattoo, they were the people that came in there and hung out and got her Daniel Patrick a t-shirt for them. Not one word was said to me. I didn't even realize these were the same people. I had no clue what was going on. They had every opportunity to come to me and be outright and honest and just upfront and squash it.
So what allegedly occurred was that G, who is your partner in the business, was aware that the dogs were barking like crazy, and I guess he yelled something. I don't have the exact quote. You know, it was something to the effect of, "What? Get that dog away
right
from
and
here."
Let me clarify. She wasn't just in the vicinity. She was on my site within feet of my dogs. So, you know, I'm not saying that his response was right, but he was protecting them. They were losing their minds. You know what I mean?
Smashing right, so he yelled as a result of not knowing what else to do in that situation.
Because she, apparently, from what I understand, she didn't react immediately. She just kept standing there and kept trying to talk. And that you have to go take your dog away from our dogs and then come back and talk, just like everybody else had no problem doing. So why she had a problem with that, I'm not quite sure. Why she felt like she needed to stand there and continue to talk.
Well, it can be difficult.
I'm not quite sure.
This actually happened to me. I brought my dog up, Fruit Loop, and, you know, your dogs had a problem. G said, take Fruit Loop over there to the side. He didn't say her name, but take her to the side. And I had my wife hold it. I got the food, and everything went fine, you know, and
that's, right,
but
right.
I can understand that if you're in a situation, like from her perspective, if you're in a situation where, you know, somebody's yelling, it can be a little confusing,
yeah,
perhaps,
sure.
Maybe she didn't know
and
exactly
likes to get yelled at, right?
What to do. And so she, you know, obviously went away at some point there. And the claim from them, I wish I could have her here to represent her side more accurately. So I'll have to do my best from my understanding of what has transpired in my conversations with the people involved, because I have talked to both sides. But it's my understanding that she claims that she did try to come back to talk to you later on, and that apparently G wasn't having any of it, and that you ignored her.
That's just ridiculous. That's insane. I've never ignored a customer complaint in my life. You know, that's my job. That's how my business runs. That's how I keep my business running in good operation, especially being in the free market. You know, word of mouth can kill you in the free market instantly. You know, so I don't know where she's coming from with that. I'm going to have to...
You had told me, Allie, that you didn't even remember her, that you were so absorbed in whatever it was you were doing with the business that day that, you know, you don't really remember the incident. You certainly don't remember her. And maybe, you know, I don't know what the explanation is for all of this because I don't know if one side is misremembering or if somebody's telling a lie. I don't know and I don't care.
This is the problem with things going on for so long is that stories get built up like bulwarks.
Yeah, I'm interested in people forgiving each other because I can understand why G got upset. I can understand why he yelled, and I could also see that later on given the opportunity he might say, you know, I'm sorry I yelled at you, it was all I could figure that
he
I could do.
He has apologized to her. Apparently when all this came out, when I was in jail, all this came out, and that was his first reaction. Man, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? My dogs were losing their mind. We didn't intend for it to be like that. You know, she's not having it, though. They're not having it for whatever reason. And now they've attached, number one, they've attached drama to the last bit, which completely blows me out of the water.
Well, what really ended up happening was that later on down the line, instead of resolving the problem that weekend, let's say that it's true. I have no reason to disbelieve anybody in this situation because nobody is particularly has a bad reputation with me. But let's just say it's true what she experienced. Maybe she came back up, tried to talk to G. He was still in a bad mood, and you were too busy, and you didn't even know what was going on. You know, you were not aware, so maybe that's why she felt like she was ignored. In that case, I think that in any other situation, if you've got a bad experience at a restaurant, for instance, because that's what we're talking about here, is a restaurant that was brought to a camping event. If you had a bad experience at a restaurant, you go to the manager. And if the manager is being a jerk to you, then you can just leave and not come back at that point and tell all your friends that the manager there was a total jerk. You could take it up to corporate or whatever, but in this case that doesn't apply because there's no corporate. It's just you. It wasn't ever made clear whether she tried to come straight to you. You say you don't remember any of this, and you certainly don't remember her. But let's say she did try that, and you were just too busy, and she felt like she was completely ignored by you and completely dissed by you. In that case, this isn't your average restaurant, right? This isn't your standard restaurant situation where there are a bunch of other restaurants in town. This is a restaurant that is integrated in a community. It's integrated in a community of liberty-minded people, people who know one another. You weren't just some strange person operating a food stand at this operation, at this event. You knew a lot of the people there. So it would seem that an extra step could be called for, like going to some sort of a mediator and saying, hey, this is what happened to me over at the Last Biscuit, and I'm wondering if maybe you could come with me to talk to them to see if we can hammer this out because I felt like I was ignored. We'll come back with more about resolving disputes in a moment. Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Go check out the website at freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the website. Put news stories up there, blog posts, whatever you'd like. People will vote them up, vote them down. It gives you the opportunity to have, well, at least some control over what we're going to talk about on Free Talk Live, besides calling in. Calling in is always the best idea. And if you're looking for gold or silver, gold.freetalklive.com is a page that I've set up with Midas Resources. They are sort of a co-business with GCN, our syndicate. And the intent is to get gold and silver pieces into your hands, allow you to comparison shop gold and silver pieces that you would get at other businesses, because I found it to be very confusing when I was looking at gold and silver initially, and I wanted people to be able to comparison shop. We think we have the best prices at gold.freetalklive.com, at least on some of these pieces. Please go comparison shop before you buy gold anyplace else, gold.freetalklive.com.
So we are recapping for you something that happened over the last Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is an awesome, great time where hundreds of liberty-minded people get together and they have fun in the woods up in northern New Hampshire, and there's some business that is transacted there with folks serving up delicious food and offering items for sale and things like that. And Mama Allie from the Last Biscuit, which is a southern-based 24/7 operation that was offering food, essentially underground food without permits and begging permission from the government, came up to operate there. To essentially operate a booth at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, of course, there was an incident, as there is whenever you're dealing with hundreds of customers. Something's going to go wrong, and something did go wrong with some dogs barking at one another, and then Mama Allie's partner, G, essentially yelling at the person, the young lady with the dog, to get out of there. She allegedly came back and attempted to have a conversation with him, and he allegedly did not have anything that he wanted to say to her, and Mama Allie allegedly ignored her. And this is where we left off the conversation with, you know, why this went off the deep end down the line is because apparently the attempts at remedy stopped there. And as Allie pointed out, you actually ended up, according to something you just recently learned, you ended up in the same room as these folks that had the complaint later on and down the line, but you didn't even know at that time, and no conversation was had, which might have been an ideal time. You were getting a tattoo done. Certainly they would have had your undivided attention at that moment, and you said that nothing was said at that point in time. Are you back with us, Allie?
Yeah, I am. You know, and not only I had two Facebook sites. They could have sent me numerous messages. There are tons of ways to get to me. Everyone else finds a way to get to me. So, you know, what I would like to say something. I forgive Garland for what she has done and the indiscretion that she has used in regards to my business.
Well, I don't know if it was so much of Garland as it was her husband, Zach, or boyfriend. I'm not sure what their relationship is, but it was he who ended up...
I forgive the pair of them for what they have done to my business, because I know that I can compensate for that in the streets with my flyers in Lancaster, just like I do anywhere else. And ultimately, they're going to have to live with their bad decisions and how they poorly handled this.
Well, and I
you
think
know, now they've brought in all kinds of arbitrators and litigation and all of this stuff. I'm not doing free-ish, y'all. I'm doing free, period. I understand that you guys want to develop a different way up there, and that is a much better way than paying for an attorney and going to court. Yes, it is, but it is still not the way that I'm down for.
Well, I think that arbitration should be
me, and we can handle it.
Well, that's how I feel. I think that arbitration should be the last resort. I think that you should try to mediate as much as possible beforehand. And a way to mediate in a situation like this, where the people that are running the restaurant are friends with people that you're friends with, that you're in a community. It's not just some random restaurant that you attended where you got crappy service. You're in a community full of people
right.
that know
and
one
I
another.
I still have yet to receive one direct message from either one of them, even one direct message. My friends have opened forums for us to hash it out openly because they opened a bunch of other things behind my back that I wasn't aware of. I received screenshots about it and things like that, you know, associated my name with racism so that people would quit.
That's where I wanted
food,
to go
you know?
Here because I think that you guys certainly handled it wrong or G handled the situation wrong maybe by yelling and raising his
Absolutely.
Voice. And as you said, he apologized for that and you've apologized on his behalf for that. You've offered to make good on, you know, the getting him a free coffee or something like that. I mean, you might even go so far as to, would you be willing to offer him a free biscuit? You know, I mean, give him a free meal on the house or something like that.
You know, I was willing to do whatever it took to make good on it in the beginning. And the further it drags out, I'm telling you, the less and less I care. Because
I don't
they're
blame
not, you.
You
know,
it doesn't seem to me like they're putting enough effort into trying to resolve. And that's what I was saying where I think we lost her cell phone. What I was pointing out, we'll try to get her back here in a little bit, but what I was pointing out is if you've got this situation of people in your community that have allegedly wronged somebody, you find a mediator, you find somebody who knows both parties and say, hey, Mark, you know, I know that you know Mama Allie. I feel like I got some really bad service there. And then when I went back to try to talk to him, they blew me off. Can I, you know, maybe have you come talk to her with me? And, you know, that way maybe we can get this resolved and get some attention on this issue. Wouldn't you be willing to do that for somebody, Mark, that came along?
If I know, if I know both parties or something like that and I want to see, if I have an interest, yeah.
Yeah, and there are plenty of people at this event that know both parties, and I think that in that case you would have had the problem would have been solved, because whenever I've talked to Allie about this, she's always been willing to make good on the situation. She's and as I said, she doesn't She claims she doesn't even remember the situation. I can understand being busy and well, having things pass you by.
Exactly. A lot of times these things can come up because of misunderstandings or misinterpretations of situations. And I know from working in a very busy restaurant that if you get really busy, it's like juggling. You're juggling 12 balls all at the same time. If somebody comes up and tries to talk with you, if they're not directly related to what you're doing, in other words, not a customer buying something right there, they're a lower priority. They're in your peripheral vision.
Yeah, it's hard to pay full 100% attention. In that case, but what they ended up doing, the people that felt that they were hurt by Allie and her and G and the last biscuit, what they ended up doing instead of resolving it that weekend by whatever means necessary, she said, you know, contact me through Facebook or as I suggest, go and get somebody else, bring somebody else involved as a mediator, and handle it then. Because what ended up happening was months later, the guy posted a blog post about her. And it wasn't just about how we had bad service at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was about that we had bad service at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Mama Allie is a racist. Now, he didn't come out and say that. He didn't come out and say, I think Mama Allie is a racist. However, what he did was post some of her own, he essentially reposted some of the things that she had posted on her Facebook profile that maybe at a glance, if you didn't know Mama Allie, if you didn't know much about her, that maybe at a glance you might jump to a conclusion and say, boy, that sounds pretty racist. She must be a racist. And so it was just this whole attack against her personally, as well as, yes, we had this bad experience, so, which then led Mama Allie to flip out because she felt like she was being attacked personally as being called a racist, even though, as I pointed out, he didn't call her that. He just reposted something that didn't look so great. She attempted to...
I'd like to address this racism thing real quick, if I could. I spent 9 years in prison. People who listen to the show a lot know that. And when I was there, you know, prison, at least in Florida, can't speak for all of it everywhere, tends to be racially segregated to some extent. They self-segregate. And there were people there that had this this sort of one way of dealing with race, and that they would say, well, white people would say things like, well, some black people are black people, and some black people are inwards, right?
Yeah.
And I actually heard those same words. I've heard that many times, and I understand what they're saying. I don't think that is a racist statement. I think it is somewhat crass.
It's crude.
And classless, yeah. In the sense that it doesn't, classless probably isn't the right term. It's crass, and it can really upset some people.
Absolutely.
So, but I heard those same words come out of the mouth of a black guy who was a ranking officer at the prison. So, you know, like his thought process was that some black people are black people and some black people are inwards. I don't recommend this as ways to make friends with people.
No, I
think it's a terrible idea, but some people think differently about race than others and verbiage and stuff.
Connect with more, and your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. No doubt Mama Allie, could have used different terminology, but we'll come back with more about what it's like to be where she lives. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And by the way, if you want to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us through Amazon. You can enter Amazon through our special link, which is shop.freetalklive.com. That is replacing the old link that we used to give out. It's now shop.freetalklive.com. You shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the total purchase. That's shop.freetalklive.com. However, there are some things you can't buy at Amazon, and one of those things is the jurisdictionary. If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, you need to know about jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people without a lawyer who need to know what it takes to win, and for the people that have lawyers who want to minimize their legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be being done in their name. It works for plaintiffs or defendants and costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It's so easy that an average eighth grader can go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Go to jurisdictionary.com to get yours. That's jurisdictionary.com.
Great course.
We were unable to raise Mama Allie again. It does sound like her phone has shut off. Her battery was low before, so unfortunately we're not going to be able to have her to continue this conversation. And I guess ultimately it doesn't really matter anyways. I was hoping to have the parties in this dispute connect on a personal level tonight. As Allie pointed out, she says she's never received one single direct communication that she is aware of from the parties that feel like they were wronged at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, I think this is a study in how not to handle interpersonal problems. All along the way, it seems like mistakes were made.
Right, and I think mistakes were made on both sides. I think that you know, the
I think a grudge was created, you know, for the fixes when they you know, had this experience that they had, and their experience is valid, and I'm not going to minimize that or say that it was you know, good or right or anything like that. But then you know, once it happened, then it's like it seems like a grudge was created, and now everybody's kind of dug in and doesn't want to you know, make compromises. And I think the worst part about this is I've seen posts on Facebook that basically say that because this is being disputed on Facebook amongst the Liberty crowd, that they don't want to go to Porkfest anymore. And I think that's sad. I think that I think there's, you know, there's damages being created through this mediation process to outside third parties, and I think it's just it's showing how poorly this is being handled.
Yeah, absolutely. So what ended, the first really poor choice, I mean, beyond the original aspect of the customer being yelled at by the person that was working behind the counter, beyond that, instead of resolving it, months later, this hit piece comes out against Mama Allie from The Last Biscuit, and she decides that the hit piece basically makes her out to be a racist. And I was talking with Zach, the guy that wrote this up on his blog, which is, I believe, Zach Fix, XAQFIXX.com. And he says it was not as his intention to, you know, to portray her as a racist. He did not say that she was a racist. What he did was reprinted her statements that some people might have interpreted as being a racist. So I tried to, you know, to get him to admit to that, to own up that essentially this was an attack on her person. And he wouldn't do that. And I thought that was unfortunate, because it seems pretty clear to me that that's exactly what it was. Otherwise, why not just complain about the bad customer service that you had? Because she's not a racist. I mean, I've talked to Allie. Yes, she did use the N-word in one of her posts. But as she points out, she lives in Savannah, Georgia. And
I, you know, when, like I was just relaying, and you know, I was in prison for 9 years, and I can tell you it was a daily occurrence where I used the N-word, and it wasn't.
But you wouldn't now.
Well, I wouldn't now because I, you know, a lot more people hear my voice. You know, I mean, the way that it was there. I was talking to black people when I would use this term,
yeah.
And it was okay. It was, you know, in some cases it wasn't okay, but in other cases, most cases it was fine.
Yeah, it's a colloquialism. Yeah, and a lot of Italians call each other guineas, or, you know, Irish call Italians guineas, and those words can get out of hand, obviously,
but context, you don't live in that community. Right, the context.
Right. So it's the context. Yeah.
If you don't live in the community where that's something that is normally occurring, Savannah's a very heavily black community, by the way. If you don't live in that that community, it's going to seem strange. It's going to seem like, well, that person might be a racist. They used the N-word. And not every case is that true. It may be crude. It may be uncalled for, yeah, from the rest of the world to see those things. And I think Allie certainly made a mistake by using a term.
I don't know
like
if it's uncalled
that.
For. It's easily misinterpretable.
Therefore, it's uncalled for if you're marketing yourself to a large audience outside of the area. And Mama Allie was, you know, promoting these things online. She was posting this where everybody could see them. So there's no doubt that she, you know, was inappropriate. And I think in that posting, to my mind, but it wasn't appropriate also to take that and splash it out for everybody to see just to make her look worse in what was originally just a customer service dispute.
Yeah.
It felt to me like they were taking it further than it needed to be taken. And that wasn't the only thing that they focused on as well. They also claimed that she threatened them, and true enough, Allie, you know, lost her cool. She did not handle this well after this hit piece came out about her being a racist, essentially. She lost
while she
it.
Was in jail and couldn't defend herself, and it went
That's
on
true.
For a couple of weeks in her absence. And it seems like a low blow. I'm sorry. I mean,
I'm sure they would claim that it was not their intention to put that
fine.
Out while she was in jail.
You know, it wasn't Mama Allie's intention to appear racist either. So,
right.
I mean, you know, that I'm just saying that this is a study in how not to handle an interpersonal personal conflict if you want a good resolution.
I'm also wondering if maybe Mama Allie and her partner were in kind of a different situation, because if they were making deliveries mostly in their business before, and then they're kind of more in a retail setting where you have people lining up, that's probably a lot different for them and maybe a little stressful.
And this is the biggest weekend that they ever had in their business. I mean, you've got to consider that they were literally serving food 24 hours a day. There were three of them.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sure
they were in a state of, just total panic most of the time.
And I'm not trying to make excuses for them. I'm just trying to paint a picture of what happened and maybe why they were a little on edge and more stressed out than usual.
Right. It's so easy to look at the situation and see what Mama Allie did wrong. What I'm trying to point out is that that the Fixes did things wrong, too.
And
if they wanted a good resolution. What they appear to want is Mama Allie prostrate in order to, begging for their mercy in front of them. And that's not how the human condition works. I mean, people don't do that. All you're going to do is drive people away if that's what you want every time somebody does you wrong.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Instead of putting extra effort into resolving the conflict at the time, which would have solved it, as we pointed out, there are different ways that could have been done. Instead of putting extra effort in that weekend when it went down, they instead put extra effort into creating a blog post all about how horrible of a person they believe Mama Allie to be. So instead of putting extra effort into solving the problem, they put extra effort in on the other side to make things more divisive and to make the problem worse. And as was pointed out, it was months later that this comes out, and it comes out in a very public manner. This could have been solved in a not very public manner. It could have been solved by simply bringing somebody else into the situation and having a mediation experience right there on the spot. But instead, it gets splashed out across a blog. That gets re-promoted and retweeted and reblogged, and then Mama Allie freaks out. Now again, she went wrong here by continuing to escalate the situation. But it's hard not to do those things when you're in the heat of the moment. The accusations hit, you get angry, you feel that rush of anger or frustration or whatever it is you feel, and you want to lash back. It's a natural response. Yeah. I don't blame somebody for having it, but I think that's where forgiveness, can come into play, and that's where apologies should be coming into play rather than continuing to escalate a situation. So yeah, she did, write some things that were not very nice, and one of them they took as a threat, and they used as their excuse to say they didn't want to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now it looks like they are going to come.
Good.
But nonetheless, the statement that she made was, remember all the S you talk on here will have to be answered for in person someday, you snake bastard. And I will show you no mercy, just as you have shown me and my family with your meddlesome ignorance. Get a life of your own and quit adding negativity to mine.
Well, this is how wars start, in the world. I mean, this is
absolutely is a feuds. I mean, feud starts
and wars.
Yeah.
Wars too. And if somebody offends you, if you just go and take a bigger rock and throw it over the fence, and they take a bigger rock, and before you know it, they're nuclear bombs.
Yeah, and that's what has happened. Nobody ever stopped down at any point in this escalation to say, wait a minute, this is going in the wrong direction. We need to stop here and turn this around and forgive each other.
I agree with that, and I'd like to see the parties shake hands. Be able to, live life without being at odds the whole time. But I think that the worst part about this is that it has caused some people to say, the Free State Project is too full of drama. I'm not coming to Pork Fest. By the way, none of these parties that are involved in this live in New Hampshire.
All right, let's address the drama here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live, R2 next.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.